billions of additional dollars for the Pentagon and border wall construction, big cuts for the State Department and the Environmental Protection Agency, among others. That, in a nutshell, is President Trump's budget proposal unveiled today. Lots to talk about, but right now we're going to take just one slice of it, how the proposed budget affects climate change programs. The president wants to eliminate funding for efforts to reduce power plant emissions. He also wants to zero out funding for UN climate programs. Andrew Light is a former climate negotiator with the State Department. I asked him what impact these cuts might have on the UN climate change agreement signed in Paris in 2015.
Well, we'll see. I mean, on the one hand, I think that we've already had some signals from China and the EU saying that they're going to stick in, they're going to double down, they're going to keep at the table. But we also know that there are many other countries out there where they were quite divided. There are folks still in those countries who think that they went too far out on a limb in joining the Paris Climate Agreement. And so these kinds of signals could reopen the debates in those countries about whether or not they're still committed to this process.
Now, Trump also wants to eliminate funding for climate change research. And this is at a time, we should note, that the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, says the science on man-made climate change is not clear and we need more review and analysis, which kind of implies research is in order, so somewhat contradictory signals. But let's talk about the international impact here. How important is U.S. climate change research to scientists all over the world trying to understand what's happening to this planet?
It's critically important. I mean, the United States is one of the biggest producers of the good hard science, the monitoring that's being done on climate change. So the threats to all these programs, from the technical work that we do with other researchers around the world to the actual operation of satellites where we're getting a lot of data, when that goes away, we're really undermining the global effort to respond to this problem.
So another climate-related program that the budget eliminates is something called the Global Climate Change Initiative. Tell us what that program does and what you think the impact of cutting it is going to be.
Well, the Global Climate Change Initiative was an umbrella initiative that brought together and clusters various climate change programs in the State Department and USAID and elevated those in the budget process. This represents dozens and dozens and dozens of bilateral programs that I worked on. So to give you an example, one of the things that I led was the State Department's work with India on climate change. Mm. And so using Global Climate Change Initiative money, I was able to create programs helping India with resilience, helping India with air quality initiatives, helping to create a better entrepreneurial environment in India with respect to clean energy innovation. So all that would fall under the Global Climate Change Initiative. This is a signal that all of it goes away. And that is bad. It's not just the specific amount of money we were putting into those programs, but the extent to which that signaled that the U.S. was there to help India, to help many other countries around the world to develop in a more sustainable way and also to become more resilient to climate change. So this completely undercuts our influence.
So where is the leadership on climate change going to come from if it's not coming from the U.S.? Like, is this a mouse that roared moment where a small country might take a leadership role?
Chinese have already been quite clear that they're prepared to step into this leadership role. They signaled that the very day of the U.S. election. We've also said that the EU is willing to step in there. There's also been historically a lot of leadership from some of the more vulnerable countries, the Pacific Island states, Africa, and others. So we could see the emergence of some leadership there as well. But make no mistake, there is going to be a devastating impact here if the U.S. completely backs away.
So Defense Secretary Mattis says that climate change is a threat to the Pentagon and U.S. interests. What effect could this budget have on national security?
Well, it undercuts our security because it basically eliminates the support we were giving to other countries, especially in unsecure parts of the world, to respond to climate change, especially on the resilience side of the issue. We know that climate change is what the Defense Department calls a catalyst for conflict. It makes places that are insecure less secure. It can accelerate conflicts. We've seen that in Syria. We've seen that in different parts around the world. And we've got very good scientific evidence that have tracked this and modeled this. So when we're backing away from this, it means that we're actually causing these places to be less secure because we're not supporting them anymore. And number two, it's decreasing our influence in these parts of the world. And that makes us less secure because we are basically abandoning our support for these places that are really on the front lines of the change.
So let's just imagine a hypothetical where Trump gets his way only to be succeeded in 4 years by someone in the White House who is more concerned about the climate and will pick up the baton where Obama left off. Will it be that easy after Trump? And do we even have that kind of time?
Well, here's what we know. We know that the longer we delay, the more expensive it becomes to deal with this problem and the increased risk to people around the world from climate-related disasters, from sea level rise, from all the stuff that's ongoing now. We can step back in there, but look at what we're doing. We're basically sending a signal to the rest of the world that U.S. commitments, that U.S. influence is not reliable, that it just takes an election to turn on a dime on that. So that's going to really make it much more difficult for the next American president who cares about this issue to jump back in the game, because the well has already been soured.
Andrew Light was a climate negotiator in the Obama administration. He's now with the World Resources Institute in Washington, and he's a professor at George Mason University. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.